sounds great. Okay, well, we will call to order our informational meeting. Would you just like me to roll for this too?
We can do it after this before.
Yeah, let's do it later.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for making it. Yeah, really appreciate it. We have a forum and that's great. But so this informational meeting is a requirement of our TIF funds. We hold this twice a year. Usually in December, we bring you a calendar overview of everything you have accomplished throughout the year. And then the following year, we usually will come back with the financials, which would be the close of the previous fiscal year. So this is a calendar overview of what we've been up to since January. So I will begin. The first thing here is our after-dark event that we have been sponsoring. We approved a total of 15, and that has been fully expended. At this time, the next big event is our lighting pressing event. We allocated 20,000 after the last board meeting. We had to up that amount to 20 just to allow for some of the expenses that were coming up for some other events happening alongside pressing after that. So hopefully we'll have a report on that event in the coming months, and we can actually see how much was expended out of that allocation. The next item would be just some other local events that we have been sponsoring throughout the year. So far, it looks like events are becoming this year in the North Quarter. So we have supported a few, like the local bike team. We have been supporting them. I think this is the second year, third year. They have received their funds at this point. All the events we supported have been fully expended at this point. And if some, I have processed few checks with CNA, so if you are thinking, I haven't received everything, it's probably on the way. So we have mostly our First Neighborhood Association sponsorships that we have approved throughout the year. Everything is listed here. Next item is our facade improvement program. It is slowly moving, which is great to see. This is how many projects we approved in 2024. I think it's a good number for us. Most of these are still ongoing, so we have not expended a lot of our funds just yet that we allocated. Hopefully by the next year, we will have paid out some of these. But in 2024, two projects were completed, and those have been paid out as of now. So I decided to include some photos. It always helps to see the before and after so we can see what impact we're making. So I have highlighted one project here, 1511 Plainfield Avenue project. There was a total of 3,000 investments, and this went towards getting a fresh coat of paint on that building. Next are just some other areas that we have been investing. Our bioretention islands, we allocated a small dollar amount to that. We have not expended it yet. We're still working through that with Public Works. So as of now, that has not been expended, but it's good to have that on the side. We have our trash maintenance. We made some payments just before we wrapped up our agreement with the 61st District Court, so that is what is reflected here. And then we have our current agreement with Active City. We have expended a little over 5,000 out of the TIF in grant agreement that we approved. I've also highlighted other things here, like our corridor management with Kelsey. We have some streetscape improvement. We approved some funds towards bike racks at FEMA, but we have not installed those just yet, so those funds are still on hold. We approved some funds towards construction signage. We also recently approved and fully expended the billboard funding, so that was a good one. And we also made some funding allocations to the social zones, but we have not extended that yet. I just like to highlight everything that we committed to, just for awareness purposes, and also the pedestrian safety map, which hopefully we can get some more updates on that at the next meeting. But that wraps up our informational meeting for 2024. If you have questions on anything that I presented here, I'll be happy to take it now. Otherwise, that's it.
Can I ask a question?
So public comment will come right up then.
Is there any discussion or anything?
I think this is, these are some really great numbers, and if you're able to put these together, really puts into perspective what we've done this past calendar year, fiscal year, for the most part, but it's really cool to see this momentum going into the new year.
Mr. Chair, can I say something?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, you know, I think, thank you, Vera, for putting this together, and, you know, I think out of the bioretention islands, even the trash maintenance, these were all things, you know, kind of their projects, but they really were a lot of interaction back and forth with the department, so I just wanted to highlight that they were essentially new contracts that we had to do with the trash maintenance because of those changes with what the city did. And then the bioretention is really, it's like the maintenance, there's also this ongoing design conversations and just like appreciation to a number of you who are on those subcommittees, so thanks.
Cool. Okay, well, if there's no further discussion, we'll open up for public comment.
You mentioned you have funds available for the KK program. What was that?
The facade. Yeah, so that is a program that we have to support our local businesses. We're interested in improving our public realm revitalization. So if you have a business or you have a building located within our boundaries and you need to make improvements, open up your storefront, put a new fresh coat of paint, or just any improvement you need to make that will, you know, improve the public realm, we're able to support you with some funds. We currently have up to $5,000 for a project. And so when I refer to the facade, that's what I was talking about. We have a lot of businesses taking advantage of that and making a lot of good improvements. We can talk about it more.
Is this the time where I talk about why I'm here?
We can, okay. I think we can wrap this up and then we'll move into the actual meeting that you can talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you your the amount raised from Lights and Crescents. That seems
applicable.
So,
absolutely great.
In terms of total revenue between them, there's a bar split between CNA and North Porter. After expenses, the bar was only about $150, but that's because most of the revenue came from cup sales, which was $518.95. And then minus the fiduciary fee of 3% on our part. And then, so that's after the 3% fiduciary fee. And then sponsorships after the fiduciary fee was $6,620. So bringing you folks, sorry, for some reason, night mode, it makes this all yellow with white font, $7,285.75. And I'll send this to you here.
That was
on
a snowy night.
And it was on a snowy night. Cool.
That's like 2 weeks of back-to-back snowy nights, or Thursday nights. But people were out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for that update, Greg. Appreciate that. Okay. So for the discussion, we'll go ahead and adjourn the informational meeting, and we'll call the order the regular meeting. Okay. So we'll start with roll here. All right. Vice Chair Williams.
Here.
Secretary Hartline.
Here.
Member Kustra.
Here.
Member Culver.
Here.
Member Skogheim is absent. Commissioner Yazazi.
Here.
Okay, thanks. All right, we will move to public comment on the agenda items for the rest of this meeting today. Okay.
Because unfortunately, I had to leave earlier, I'm gonna be a little off track here. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Greg Hampshire, Executive Director for Crescent Neighborhood Association. Those of you that might not be aware, I'm actually transitioning from Crescent Neighborhood Association at the end of this month. I've taken on a development role for an outside agency.
What?
I just want to, sorry. Yes, so I just really want to thank, I think that one of my greatest successes at the Crescent Neighborhood Association has been having a more collaborative approach to working with you folks in the North Porter. I really appreciate your folks' investment into our programs and your belief in what we've been doing at the Neighborhood Association. Just because I'm leaving doesn't mean that the organization has changed its vision. It doesn't mean that there aren't fantastic people on the board. And doesn't mean that the next person won't be better. It just won't be me, which I know is hard to accept because I'm so wonderful. But I'm really excited for this next phase of CNA. They're in a great position. They're fully intend to be a collaborative partner into 2025 with you folks. And it might be somebody who's better at getting paperwork done and even better order. We'll see. So thank you so much. I truly appreciate getting to know you all. I'll still be around at the 2 blocks from here. In this housing market, I'm not moving away. So thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm going to get up and leave about halfway through this meeting. But thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being that bridge between CNA and North Porter. It's been really helpful, especially for me getting to know neighborhood initiatives and all those sorts of things. So personally, I'll be very sad that you won't be here, but we know that the mission for CNA will still be a really great one, and we'll want to work with them too to continue the momentum that we've had going the last couple of years. So thank you for everything you've done for the community and for the neighborhood.
When's your last day,
Kirk? Oh, yeah, January 3rd is when I saw it. I'm on LinkedIn. LinkedIn friends. Okay, well, we'll move into the minutes approval for November 21st, our meeting last month.
Did you also have public comment on any of the agenda items, or you were just interested in the facade?
I don't really know what you guys are doing here. I have stuff I want to.
Yeah, if you have a general. Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't understand because you had talked about the facade. But yeah, okay, sounds good.
Sorry. So we will.
Sarah was already on top of it. Sure. Yeah.
So we'll just go through. I think the agenda that you have in front of you there, and then we promise we'll have some public comment at the end. We're done talking about just initiatives for the rest of this year and outlook for next year too. So thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Okay, move to approval of minutes for the November 21st meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'll support it.
All right. All in favor for approval of November 21st meeting minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, motion carried unanimously. Thank you. And we will move on to our financial statements. So we're going to talk through the interim financial statements as of November 30th, 2024.
Yes, so I will take this again. So far we have spent approximately 18% of our budget. Statement A will give us a total of our assets. And I just have to say that we have come a long way. Looking at your financials recently, it was like 3 years ago I started with like 60s and we were like struggling to, you know, so I just want to acknowledge that and say that it's really great. It means we're doing a lot of work that is reflected in our increments. Our financials here, statement A is our total asset. Statement B gives us our budget against our actual. So we can see here what our total revenues are for calendar fiscal year, and also in expenses, we're a little bit over $43,000. Most of that went into marketing, and like I showed you earlier, we paid out a portion after that commitment, I think, so that must have been reflected in there. But statement C will give us a list of everything that we have paid out. I need you to review that and let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, we will make a motion to approve statement C.
I had a quick question. Vera, I know the last time we did a financial review, there was, I think we had talked about some of the facades that we had approved, but there were some that maybe had not submitted all the paperwork.
Do we have to be reimbursed?
Yeah.
So the only one that I'm still waiting on is the natural order.
Okay.
To actually walking by that when I'm down okay. here. But otherwise, okay. these two are the ones that
the one. Okay.
Was it fully...
Wasn't John's the good also?
Oh, yes, we have, but this fiscal year, I think he got reimbursed before we started this, or was it after Chad? I'm not sure, but
he got
so that's why it's taken not,
care of.
Yeah, this okay. is everything after July, after June 30th is what's showing here.
I'll make a motion that we accept the financial statements.
Support.
Okay, all in favor for approving statement C for the, where are we at here, the interim financial statement, say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, motion carries unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to our action items. First one on the list is electing board officers for the calendar year 2025.
All right, well, this is one of the things we get to do every year for our bylaws. When I sent out the email, I only got one nomination, was our current vice chair, Elizabeth Williams. She is happy to keep serving in that role, and we're happy to have her. I have not received anything yet, so this is an opportunity for us to take, you know, nominations, and then we can have one slate to vote on, and we'll be good to go next year. So, who wants to be that?
And Alan's termed out, right?
Alan's termed out.
not of the board, but the officer position.
Officer position.
I'll leave with Greg, and so that's what.
See yourself out of here.
No. Just bring Greg down in a shopping cart.
He's already been there the day one.
That's what we heard.
I would continue to be chair. I would continue to be chair unless anyone wants to fight me for it.
All right.
I'll make that nomination if you need it made.
And
we take the volunteers as well, so that's right.
Are we taking the nomination?
We need a secretary.
Yes.
Okay. Then we would just vote it on the slate.
Yes.
Okay. So Nate's on. He's going to take us to the white caps.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Who wants to be secretary?
You don't all have to jump at one time.
Yeah.
Let me say that also, commissioners aren't typically in officer roles, so just, I'm not, like, trying not to take responsibility.
You have plenty of responsibility.
There's only a few of us that
are okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
There you go.
Karen for secretary.
As long as I don't have to, like, take these notes as a secretary, I'll be fine.
That's what I get every time, but... Do I have to take minutes? No.
Okay.
It's
all being recorded.
We just need you to sign agreements every now and then, which Kelsey will always bring it over to you, or we'll do it in person here.
Okay.
So.
I can handle that.
Okay. Thanks, Karen.
All right.
Thanks
Karen.
Karen. Mm-hmm. So we now have a full slate, and we can make one motion to approve this slate.
I make a motion to approve the slate of... that has been presented to us. So Nate in the chair role, Lizzie or Elizabeth and the vice the vice chair, and Karen in the secretary role.
Support.
Okay. All in favor for approving the slate of board officers for 2025, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. All right, and our last action item today is the 2025 North Corridor Improvement Authority meeting schedule.
Yes. So, again, this was discussed at the last meeting. No changes were proposed. Just a note here, I have noted that we'll take our informational meeting in November. Just because it works best, we almost canceled this meeting, but we could not because of the informational meeting. So I think if we have those in November, if December does not work out, then we will be good. So if that works for you, then we can go ahead and approve this schedule as it is. If you'd like to make any changes, we can go ahead and do that now. So
last year, there was definitely, earlier this year, there was definitely some confusion because some of us thought that we had canceled one of the summer meetings. So I'm just surfacing that, if that's what you guys used to do or something. I have no preference, I'm usually around, but I'm just mentioning that. Because I don't think we had a quorum that day, because people were confused on whether or not we were having it.
Yeah, so we can even open that up to discussion if that's something that we want to explore for next year, looking at one of the summer months to be an adjournment, or if people are okay with
what the schedule is in front of us, and we can kind of do that. But if anyone has opinions or discussions, we should probably talk through that before we approve our schedule for next year.
April meetings are usually canceled for other boards.
April?
Your date, yeah, it's good for spring break, but because you're on 17th,
yeah,
I think it's
after.
It's okay. But if you'd like to take a break, I always encourage that. Take a month off so you can plan to do something else, not show up here, that's fine. You can always take that and note that there will not be a meeting, so people can plan accordingly.
I think in the past, we've planned them all, but then we canceled July. I would support canceling July. I think the more we know, then we can plan the work around it.
Exactly.
And anybody who has sponsorships and things like that, they would know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to be talking in May or June about those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
that's a good idea.
I know I'm not
going to
be here at the July meeting. So.
Yeah, I have a conflict that day.
Well, there's our answer, yeah.
So Dwayne and I are not available that day.
Do I have to make a motion to amend the schedule as presented?
So, yes, to go with that amendment. So April or July?
July.
I have conflicts in both. April and July.
All right.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to update the meeting schedule for 2025.
I'll make a motion to adjust our 2025 schedule and removing our July 17th date.
Support. Okay. All in favor for adjusting our 2025 meeting schedule to reflect adjournment on July 17th? Say aye.
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 All opposed? All right.
And then we all have to make sure we're here on the 17th because Dwayne's already told us preemptively that he has a
I have a conflict on April 17th.
Do you? We'll move on to our discussion items for the rest of the agenda here. We've got two of them. First one is the North Quarter Facade Improvement Program Guidelines Discussion.
Yes, so this is a discussion that I included on here due to the current NDC work that we are pursuing in our office, the subgrant application. So as part of that process, local support is great towards the scoring. So we're trying to help our applicants in the various corridors. One thing that we noticed here in North Quarter, which is not new because we brought it up a few times, that our facade does not offer as much compared to other CIAs. So based on the size of projects that we're seeing, 5,000 just does not do much. Especially these days. So part of this request is to discuss our current guidelines and see where we can recommend some changes, possibly increase that amount or, you know, eliminate the match requirement, also allocating something towards the design process so that when we do get applications, like businesses are aware that we're offering, you know, a good amount and they are able to do significant improvements, like I've said a few times, that are really impactful because most times we get a few that like are changing a sign and you know like the fresh coat of paint we saw, but there's a lot more that could be done. So maybe if we up it a little bit, it would be helpful. Also, knowing where we came from, we were at 60,000 a few years back and it was okay at that time. We gave 5,000 at a point, but we are over $205 at this point. So it's important to keep pushing those funds out so that we can keep, you know, getting a lot more back in increments. So that's one thing I wanted to bring to you. And also to note that we got two applications for the RAP, MEDC RAP, two applications from this corridor that we're going to be working through. We have not approved any of those. We have not confirmed anything. We're still reviewing, but I just want us to have this discussion in time for next month because we may be coming forward with some facade applications. And it will be good to have these new guidelines. If any changes happen here, be used in reviewing those at that time. So if you want to discuss more, let me know. But if you have any questions.
Can you offer some benchmarking on what other quarters do with the thresholds, please?
Right now, so the lowest is 10,000 per project. That's in our first quarters. In this case North Quarter included is 5,000. So far, you're the only board that's given up to 5, and also requiring a 50% match. Right, so that's like, if you look at that, it's just not much. If a project is coming to USA, you can either get up to 5,000 or 50% of the project cost. Right, every other corridor is given up to 10, and if you have a budget that's over 40,000, then you get up to 20. That's what I'm seeing happening now. Michigan Street, it started with the South Division area. Michigan Street is started that as well about a year ago. Other areas like Southtown is doing the 10,000, but they opened that up for like 3 years. So if you're doing one project and you can split it in different areas, you can come back in each fiscal year to claim another grant. So you can spread one project in 3 years and get a few things done. Westside is giving up to 30,000 for, you know, bigger projects. So just a few options here, but the key is to make sure that you're giving enough out for people to get, you know, some good work, really impactful stuff done. And this amount we can only provide does not do that.
Right.
So that's just something to think about. And again, we do have room in the budget to give more. We allocated for fiscal year 2025, I think we allocated 50,000.
55.
Right, and we can still keep that budget, but even if we have 55 and you're giving 10, we can still do good projects, 5 good projects, right? That's splitting that and doing 10 projects that are really small impact, or sometimes you can't even tell that. You know. So.
Well, some of them wouldn't be probably that amount anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It could be certainly more than.
And also, if we do omit that match or give more, then we could potentially get more applicants. Some people still hesitate because of the match requirement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in a small business and cash flow is an issue, so if you have to bring up your own match, then also fund the project ahead of, you know, the reimbursement. That could be a challenge to businesses. So we could get a lot more interest if we, you know, omit the match at this point. I know there's been some reservations on this board, just people needing to also contribute something. But when we look at it that way, just we have a mandate as a board, right? So we're supposed to generate this revenue from tax increment and reinvest it. And so as long as we are doing that and, you know, improving the overall look of our community, I think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So.
Mm-hmm.
My like perspective on that is like kind of exactly what you said, like the $2,500 or I mean I guess the $10,000 you'd have to be spending in order to get the five,
mm-hmm.
right? That's how ours
yes.
works right now. It's like you have to already have that in your plan
yes.
for most small businesses.
Yes.
So I think if we're looking at our corridor and saying like how do we encourage that like improvement, there's a different way of doing that by shifting either the amounts or the threshold for jumping in and saying, so I'm sure some people would want to do an improvement but aren't
mm-hmm.
necessarily,
yeah.
that's not gonna be their highest priority cash spend right now. So I know that we've talked about it obviously
sure.
multiple times, but certainly I know I'm in favor of getting closer to what some of the other districts are doing.
Is it a consideration where if it's a cash flow issue for a business, and my perspective is, I like the match personally. I think if you're a viable business, you got skin in the game, you should invest in your business and certainly get some additional support. But if it's a cash flow issue and we approve a project, is there any way to help get that money in the front of side of that versus, or is that breaking the rules?
Yes, so that's something we're unable to do right now for a lot of reasons. First is that the work might not get done and we're trying to be accountable, tax dollars, so we want to confirm that you have executed everything based on the scope of work you presented before we press the check. The city currently doesn't have a process to retrieve funds from people when those happen. Like we cannot go back and say, can you, you know, refund the city for this? So that's why, and it's just, you know, to keep us accountable with the tax dollars. What we're doing in other corridors is to pay contractors directly. But that's how we are helping to solve that issue. So if you're a business owner and you have improvements to make, you know, you need to first start up with design services and you just don't have that funds to do that upfront, we have identified a few contractors in those corridors that are familiar with the city process and what we do. So they're happy to do that work and they reach out to me directly with the owner's confirmation for payment. So the owner is not having to put that money upfront to get that work done. So that's also a way we can mitigate some of those issues. If, you know, it would be helpful, Kelsey can identify a few contractors within the North Border and take them through that process, have them understand that the city will always pay you. That's one thing. You always get your check. I've never not processed anybody's check when the work is done. But making sure they understand that process and also taking them through the city vendor registration process so that they are all set up to receive funds. And once they start, you know, that person, they understand how smooth and easy it is, then they become that go-to person for every business. Like, oh, I need this work done. They know, like, go to this person. He's able to do it and we're able to pay him. So that's one thing we can maybe do in this corridor. Have a few vendors that understand that city process. And we'll be happy to pay them directly and just work with them instead of the business owner.
Yeah. We can also reduce that from 50% to something lesser, if that makes any sense. What do the other corridors do? Do they do a 50% or they do nothing?
No, nobody has a match right now except Uptown. I think yes, it is at 7%. I think, but they are also going to give you up to 25% for a project, and then you go up to 7,000 for design.
Mm-hmm.
So their matches that way because they need more,
mm-hmm.
and could also get multiple grants per project. So I think that
I'd say I think because we shared some thoughts, I would be open to looking at reducing it, and or you know other people aren't doing it, and you know does that help us get in front of more people, which helps us get other things like sponsorships and other the other things that we're broadly trying to do and collect money in different ways as well. So I think it could be thought of in that way as a strategy, just to engage people in different ways. I think the good thing about this is if we find that it's not working or that isn't really a tipping point, we can always change this policy. I mean, I probably wouldn't recommend changing it, you know, give it probably a year, right, minimally. But to know that we could change it, I think would be good. And then, so this language today is specifically so that we can address the MEDC rep
right.
considerations that
it will
come
be
forward.
Timely.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Making the change today will be helpful so
mm-hmm.
that when we come in next month, because I'll be requesting
yeah.
support letter, but also if some applicants make it
mm-hmm.
here, we're hoping to add a facade to that.
Okay.
So the agreements will really help with the scoring.
Got it.
Because
okay.
if the MEDC sees that they're getting the local support from local facade,
that's another.
They also get the support letter
okay.
that, you know, that
okay.
really solidifies that.
Okay.
The need for that project to happen. So.
I mean, have there been any negative experiences that the other corridors have had around reason not to do it? I mean, I understand the skin in the game thing, but like, did it feel like?
If anything, they're just looking at giving more every time. That's been my experience. Like, how can we give them more? Right, last meeting in Southtown is like, well, can we add one more year? Like,
yeah.
they're just trying to, which I did not encourage, because I'm like, why split it into years? Like, do you really want to change the look of these corridors?
Yeah.
yeah. Like, so just,
yeah,
instead of splitting,
yes. yeah.
and you know, like, oh, we could give them a little chance, like, give them enough to
yeah.
do, right?
Yeah.
They got storefronts, that's like what you want to achieve, right? So everyone else is thinking of ways to do more, just creative ways to help businesses make these things happen. I have not experienced any issues. I think the only thing would be if, we don't have enough in our journal
yeah,
mm-hmm. to do all this. But in this case, like, the funds are also there, which is why it's like, and we don't have any other design projects going on. Like, I don't see anything in the budget that we need to save funds for. Like, some TIs will have things going on that they're like, oh, we are putting these funds aside because we have a big project, you know, we're planning for. Or, but that's not happening here. So what we're doing is, if we are not giving much, there's no guarantee that imprisonment will just mean everything goes away, but at least we are trying to push the funds out. And if we don't do that, then our biggest expense will always be lights on person and, you know, person after dark, and that's it for the year, a few facade projects, right? So that's just not doing a lot based on what we want to accomplish.
Yeah.
But
I'm wondering about, what if we agreed, hey, we'll pay up to $5,000 without a match, but we will match amounts over $10,000 up to some limit. So in other words, if they do a project that's under $10,000, we're contributing the first $5,000 toward the project, but then we'll do a some kind of match for any amount over $10,000 up to some limit that we're comfortable with.
The only downside I would see would be a really small business that's just getting started isn't going to have that cash, you know, that possibly a bigger business might have that's going to do a bigger project. But you still want to help the little guys, the little ones that are just getting started or maybe are just mm-hmm. buying a building, mm-hmm. but the building's old and it needs rehab. I don't know.
So, but if it's a small project, essentially, if it's $5,000 or less, we're paying the whole bill.
Exactly.
So
we'll pay the first $5,000.
Okay.
But we'll match if the project exceeds $10,000. We'll do a match on the amount over $10,000. You know, half, right? Pay half of whatever's over $10,000 up to some cap.
Mm-hmm.
That we set.
I would say that this also does not mean that everybody gets 10K. Like, that's
right.
Just not how it works. So we can say we are even up to 10, but I have other CIs where, like, someone's work still is under 10. But
mm-hmm.
we're saying that if your project is big enough that it's up to this amount, we cover the entire thing. If it's under that, we cover the entire thing. So it's only if it's over 10 that you're responsible for whatever that,
sure.
you know, over this. So it helps to know that we may not get projects that are up to 10,
mm-hmm.
but if we do have someone who's interested in doing more,
mm-hmm.
then we're also supporting them
mm-hmm.
in that way.
That's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I like the thought of capping something from a hand up, for lack of a better word. You know, if all of a sudden we open it up where there's, you know, no match whatsoever, we'll do all these projects. We have this flood of folks coming in going, hey, I'll take 10,000.
In a beautiful,
you know,
corridor.
And word gets out, and all of a sudden, is that
gorgeous?
Right? You know, I think it's an opportunity cost of our dollars. You know, you're absolutely right, Mary. We've got a lot of money in the bucket, and we certainly don't want to spill it. And I think we sort of talked about maybe some sort of strategic planning to say, what do we want to be? Where do we want to invest our dollars? I think one of the advantages of having a bigger dollar match is, you know, we've got some empty buildings and stuff, and maybe we can use that proactively to incentivize people to go into these buildings. We'd love to see with a bigger, you know, so now we've got a carrot as the North Quarter to say, okay, if you come here and where Mad Grub is or the old, you know, mattress work, you know, facility, and maybe we can help sponsor $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 that they're willing to invest, you know, $500,000 to do something special. I mean, that
mm-hmm.
that can be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Versus all of a sudden we've got 20 businesses that now want $5,000 for free. Yes, it's
mm-hmm.
you know, where do you cap that? And maybe there's folks, and how do we prioritize if there are folks that are willing to do the match, but then there's a bunch that are asking for the free dollars, right? Where do we?
Right.
Well, they are tax dollars, to be fair. So they are paying taxes. So, you know, it's not like. But also we would still have to approve them. So, like, if we were getting in a ton of things that didn't feel legit or whatever, like, they still have to go through, like, the full approval process as just something to keep in mind.
I think you can always tell when the project is not ready, like, based on RCIs. And it's a lot of work to go through, like, getting quotes and, you know, getting up. So
yeah.
I don't think a business will make that move if they're not interested in making improvements, right? What the experience has been is sometimes they need a little, you know, coaching and a little guidance to actually get a project to where they want it to be. But for the most part, I think we're all looking for the same thing. Most businesses, if you talk to them, they want to make those improvements. It's just a matter of just the cash to help them do that. So,
yeah, I think to your point, it's like the dollar amount might be like, oh, somebody would do it, but it is, there are these steps that have to, to your point, Lizzie, like, that are having the checks and balance of it. And then I think we just have to make sure we're continuing to do outreach on it, you know, and even talking to people to the point about, you know, things that might be for sale, or people, like, really even connecting with different folks in that commercial real estate to talk about these things. We've also added this to some of the things on the planning side. I think there's a note if someone pulls like a permit to on the commercial side to say, you may be, you know, it's not like you are in a CIA, but you may be in a corridor improvement authority. Please take a look. There might be economic development opportunities, you know, to consider. So I think, Duane, what you proposed and I think is a good medium in terms of like how we could, you know, try something, and I would support that.
Can you reiterate that?
and you know, I'm thinking about discussion and feedback and that kind of thing. I was originally, I suggested we cover the first 5,000. If the project is more than 10, we would split the cost of the project up to some cap. And I don't know how, what's our maximum we want to put toward a project, I guess. I'll throw out a number, 20,000. Is that the most we want to put toward a project? Or are we not ready to do that much?
If this year our budget was 30.
If the budget is more, it wouldn't be too much. If you're getting, like, for instance, some projects come to us, like, good, right? They could get more. They should have gotten more for that project instead of 5,000, because it was a bigger renovation. Like, they had to gut the whole building.
Right.
They have this big stuff. So for a project like that, with a budget that size, it makes sense if they're getting 20, because that's just a little bit to what they even have to put in.
Right.
But other projects will come that are like quite small. We still get those small ones every now and then. Like, I still just need to update my sign. And then we're getting those for, like, you know, even under 1,000, and that's still okay. But just making opportunities available, because if you're looking at this bigger project and we want to, you know, invite people into the corridor, like, for those bigger projects, it's not attractive enough to tell someone, like, come to this corridor because we support your project, and they come and it's just, this is how much. Based on everything else they have to do and all the tax stacks that are required for that project, we are not giving them much enough to. And I know 10 will still not be much, but 20 is a decent amount for a project if it's like 40, 50,000 or more, right? And if you have a project that's under 10, then you can still get, you know, less than that, right? So I think I'm trying to understand your proposal.
Well, I'm trying to decide. We have to choose a cap, but I'm listening to your feedback. What I'm wondering is, do we want to give the first five and then start splitting it for anything over five, or do we want to not share any more cost unless it's over 10? I guess, you know, what are your thoughts on that? You know, since they have a $7,000 project, we would pay the first five and then we would start splitting the cost? Or would you want them to, like, cover the other 2,000?
Well, I think the match comes into play until whatever threshold we agree upon today. If it's 20,000 as an example, then they would get the $5,000 without needing to invest, but if they invested beyond that, it would fall within the threshold of the 50% match up to 20,000.
Yeah, we'd start matching at dollar two, maybe, over $5,000, right? Mm-hmm. We'd match one of those dollars. Okay? I'm good with that, and then we just have to pick what is our cap we want to put into a project.
You said other quarters caps are what again?
So 20 for projects over 40,000. So the cap is at 20, that's the highest you can get.
It's 20K.
20K for projects that are over 40. If your project is under 40, 10 is the highest.
It's
10,000.
So you get a 20,000 project and you're getting up to 10, so that's still half of it. If you get a 30,000 project, you're still getting up to 10, that's still half. The moment you cross that to 40,000, then you're getting 20, which is like half, still half of it. So it's still like a 50%, but at least for the smaller businesses, they're not required to match that. So I think that's the catch. If you're doing a small project, it means you really just need that small assistance. But if you have a bigger project, you definitely have some skin in the game and you have some funds to do that. So you sort of get that half of that. So.
At the same time, if somebody's got a $35,000 project, I wouldn't want them to like feel the need to stretch it to $40,000 just to get that match, right? Because at some point, it would be cost effective to do that. You say, well, if I spend more, I'm going to get $5,000 more, I'm going to get $15,000 more, or $10,000 more in help. So, yeah.
So they need to come up with more at that point.
Yeah. Right.
No, the more you inflate it, then you have to come up with more.
Yeah.
So that also goes against them. And if that means like getting more work done, like I have some partner that will come, like they're like not fixing the issue, just you know, sometimes you don't need a fresh coat of paint. You know, there's some more work that needs to be done. So if you're trying to not do that and just, you know, cover that up, and then you see them coming the next year and like they're coming back for a grant, like to go do something that will probably did a year or two ago. So you could stretch it and they come back and they say, well, I need to fix it again. Or you could just give them that room, and if it means they are stretching it up to 40 so they can again do something really good.
I like the idea of keeping it simple and just saying like this is our threshold or this is like our starting point that we begin to match, and then this is whatever our threshold is. I think whether it's 10 or 15 or 20 somewhere in there, to me all feels pretty good because it seems like it's an improvement. I think that first five as like an opportunity to incentivize people to move could be really exciting.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think simple is better too for marketing reasons, because very soon we want to, like you said, push it out. So something simple like business is an easy catch. Like if we're given five, let's just say you get five and that's it. But like the match, at what point did I have to figure out I have to get to this point to get that match? And just
right.
Because I'm trying to. So if we can simplify it, because I always direct people to this guidelines, like go look. You know, Kelsey used this. She has a QR code. When a business owner opens this document, it should be clear. This is how much you're getting, right? So it helps them with that application process.
So as far as overall budget, I know that our budget for the year was 55,000, we said.
Yeah.
But in come July, we'll have a new budget to add, right? So, I mean, we have some. There's
I
some
think
resources
we were like 20
there.
Before
yeah.
or something,
yeah.
so we
can yeah,
have
yeah,
money
yeah.
left.
Yeah. So I propose we will do, we'll cover the first 5,000, then we will do a match on the next 30,000, a 50% match on the next 30,000. So.
So if your project is up to 10,000, you get 5,000.
If your project is 10,000, you would get 7,500.
Because
we would pay the first 1,000 and 50% of whatever is above that up to 35,000. So we would pay 5,000, and then we would pay half of the next 30. So we would pay up to 20,000 total on a up to $35,000 project. I don't know. That's just throwing it out there for discussion. Trying to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. But enticing enough for people to want to take a look at it, you know?
Right.
Alan, what are your thoughts on something like that?
I think Dwayne said it exactly right. I think that's, and then I think Commissioner Yossi also, you know, said, you know, we could try this year. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If we don't like what we get, we can change it, right?
So we established our budget for the facade improvement anyway. So once we cross that threshold, we've got our own internal for the floodgates.
Yeah.
We could probably learn through how many more people are interested. We turn people away. Do we need to reimagine it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I welcome all that. Because I mean, we will get discussion from in the summer set.
Might have a better idea or plan. So that would get us total at 20 that a max somebody would be able to get.
5,000 plus 15.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We'll get it right for the minute.
Nice. No much. So we cancel the match for
the first five.
The first five.
And then a 50% match for the next 30. So somebody could get up to $20,000
mm-hmm.
or a $3,500, $35,000 project.
Right.
If my math is mathin', but I'm trusting Dwayne. You want Dwayne to write it?
Could we get Dwayne's approval eyes on this one?
And then we can give an example of a project that's a, like, use round numbers.
Definitely for the website.
Yeah. For the website.
So, yeah, we would pay the first $5,000, and then we would do a 50% match on amounts between 5 and 35.
Okay.
That's a different way to word it, a little bit different way to word it.
But that's a better sell. Yeah, that's less. And then 2% on anything over 5. Probably easier too.
So,
CPA minus.
Yeah, sorry.
So this is discussion, and then you all take this back, and then when we look at the potential facade one, or is this, do we have to vote on it?
We can vote on it today.
Okay.
Another thing, we do not have anything, so I only noticed, because I see that we say we will approve design, but we have not allocated like funds to design.
Mm-hmm.
So how much are we looking at for design? If someone needs to do like bigger work and they need to redesign.
Like an architecture fee kind of thing?
So the architectural support, that's something that currently ranges from 5,000 to 7,000 without CIs. Invoices at CI are usually within that range for like, you know, regular storefronts. When you take it to the next level big projects, like maybe the Google digits over that. But that's we're gonna put a dollar amount to that as well, so that it's also very clear. We don't have to do full because there is no match requirement for the CIs. We'll still keep the match here. You can say we'll just pay $1,000, $2,000 to a design or whatever you felt comfortable with.
So, do we look at this holistically as part of the project, or do we decouple?
It depends on the private owner. So some people start with the design process. So they want to come and, you know, try to get that sorted and we can look at that. And then sometimes they like, inclusive.
But for Mark, are you talking about two buckets that would but then be tapped into potentially, or is it still aggregated?
It's
separate and apart.
It's not really separated. It's the same bucket.
Okay,
so we want
it would be a qualifier within the 30,000 sort.
Yeah, so not part of it. So we try to separate the design from the actual facade work.
Okay.
So for the project owner, those would be two areas. Same application sometimes, we're able to work it out, but when you do get a grant, It can depend on how I get the application. If you're applying for a facade and you say, I have my design work, but I also have my construction and estimates ready, then that could be in the same bucket. So, but if you have, some people like to complete the design process, so once they have that accomplished, then they now go out and get that, and that's also fine.
Could we pay like half of the design up to a certain amount, but it would be part of our total?
$20,000.
Yes.
And that also comes, requires renderings, by the way. If you are requesting design support, you must have renderings. It means you're actually getting the design done.
Okay.
So we see the renderings as part of the application for that. So we can tell that the design work has happened. And that also helps us when we're reviewing the scope of the facade work, because we can see what is being done based on that.
Do you have a recommendation for us on this?
Based on where we're at this board, I would say anything up to 2,000 would be okay, based on how much we're approving for the actual facade. I would go up to 5 or other boards, but I know this board is still working their way up to the facade program, and so maybe 2 to 5, just.
So it's almost like an asterisk. It's like you, like, say you're just getting a $5,000 grant. You would say like a $5,000 grant can include up to $2,000 of design cost. Is how
$5,000 plus $2,000 of design cost.
Okay, so you are saying additional.
Yes, it's additional. It's
okay. Okay.
Or could we just say basically what we have, that design cost can be included in that. So their first $5,000 could go toward their design.
Like we would approve a design.
And then the actual facade, if their design was $5,000, then their facade would be, we'd cover half up to our limit. So could this?
That is taken away from the facade funds that is supposed to get. But
true.
That makes sense.
If you're doing design, that's probably because it's a larger project.
Mm-hmm.
You're not painting a building to get this right.
Yeah. Mostly, a new storefront.
Yeah.
Like,
and so that's a.
Exactly.
I think there's a bigger benefit to the quarter.
Yeah. A redesign.
Versus something, I'm going to replace a sign, I'm going to paint a building.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm going to design. Okay,
right.
Stop the presses. This
yeah.
is going to be something special.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's why. So, the corridors that are given design funds, not necessarily because they want to give funds away. But it's to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will do that redesign, which is more significant and beautiful because they have support with that. If they have to go redesign because they are bringing that out of their own cash flow, well, they might as well not do it and keep the same old, rusty old design. Right? So it's just a way to say, we want our corridor to look this way. And also, as we talk about design, one thing to think through, and maybe next year, is design guidelines. They work hand in hand. So some corridors like Uptown has design guidelines. They're giving you a lot of money for design, up to $7,000, because they want their corridor to look a certain way. They want choice of materials. They want, storefront to look different. So it means we're giving you this money, but we want you to design according to these guidelines, because they want to make everything similar, so that it flows. Every storefront has the same look, same materials, brick look that they are going for. So that also comes hand in hand. If we want you to redesign because we are trying to make our corridor look this way, so going that way means we are supporting you to get that done, and also we're giving you enough to get the facade done that way. It's just, they kind of go hand in hand. We don't have to make a decision today around that one. We can think through it.
I like where you're going with that. I think maybe it would be good for us to include a design incentive when we have some guidelines.
I heard, and I don't know if this is 100% right, but that like maybe it's Uptown that they actually have like a partnership with an architect or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that like actually can kind of like get a discounted rate for storefront
they do, not your own architect, but every same group has worked with a few vendors. It's just like when you work in the same corridor for a while, you identify
the they know the design guidelines. Yeah.
Familiar with your corridor.
But that might be something down the road, not that we need to talk about it now, but like that we could look at or even say, hey, if you are doing stuff, here's some North Quarter contractors. Here's architects that are dialed in with kind of our guidelines at that point. I can see that being a future place that we lean on.
I've had conversations around possibly that some businesses still won't make the leap even if they have everything lined up because just there's no time like to go after contractors and all that. Like, could we get to a point as CIA where we have all that lined up and we're going to this business, we're saying we need you to agree to this improvement and we're supporting you with this and that, and we have the contracts. Essentially, we're walking in and getting those improvements done. Mm-hmm. Like some areas of the city, that's needed because those businesses are still struggling for a lot of reasons. Simple as language barrier. So if you can do that for them, it still goes towards the facade. You're just doing everything. The corridor manager is going after those estimates, quotes, the design, and then getting the reimbursement. So,
yeah, we don't have it in our budget right now for design.
No.
We haven't had that. So you're saying other corridors do have that though, and we should consider it.
Yes, we don't have that. So that's
we usually do the budget in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not that far away.
So, did we get a motion for that change?
Okay. So, Dwayne
made the motion.
Can we add a motion? Because it was a discussion item. I didn't want to impose anything, so I didn't make it.
So, just for he should just.
I'll make a motion that we update our facade. What do you call this? Grant program guidelines to reimburse the first $5,000 and 50% between $5,000 and $35,000.
Support.
All right, thank you so much for that. You won't regret it, but
we have to vote.
Call the question.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. All in favor to update the facade program guidelines to reimburse the first $5,000 and 50% of the project cost between $5,000 and $35,000, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carries unanimously. Way to work through that one.
After a while, finally. Well, that's good. Thank you guys.
Okay.
Next time I'll get you too.
Thank you for pushing us on it and just keeping it in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. I'm currently preparing the 7 reports, and I don't like seeing unused funds because very soon I'm like going to be responding to the state like, why are they keeping these funds? And why do we keep taking tax dollars if they're not using it? So I'm trying to encourage boards to.
We were going to buy the Madgrove building.
Yeah.
Right.
Next on the agenda.
Okay. You can negotiate it down.
I'm like.
Okay, we have another discussion item to go through here. North Quarter Gateway Signs Project Update.
So this was going to be an update from Kelsey. Unfortunately, she's not here.
And Rachel Lee was here. Who was the individual who had kind of put this to the design committee?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she just went to the restroom, but
it's actually not this. So
it's
for the map.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
So
you're
this
right.
is the funds. The
I'm
getting one funds.
Okay, thank you.
That we received and we're supposed to be reviewing.
Yep.
But I was hoping to get an update. It's been a while. I think
It was like in the fall.
Yeah. And Kelsey said she put out some surveys.
Some details.
I just think we need to redirect project figure out. So I was hoping for an update today so we can decide next steps, but I guess we'll leave that for the new year.
Do we need, so I know Kelsey isn't here, but I think for the minute that, and maybe that's under other business, because I was just going to say, we just voted on the schedule. But I don't know why Kelsey isn't here today, but I think
she has a flu.
She has a flu. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that she missed the last meeting, and so I didn't know if it was like a scheduling thing. But okay, well, I hope she feels better. I talked to her.
Yeah,
okay.
And she's like, I want to go so bad. I'm like, you're safe.
Please don't come.
Please do not come.
I have two friends that have influenza A right now. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yep, so we'll get that next meeting.
If there's any information that we can get ahead of time of that meeting, like if a survey did go out.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I had asked about that at our last meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly never saw a draft of it.
No.
So if there's any information that we could look at ahead, I think that would be helpful.
Okay, I would,
because Vera and I were emailing with her, because the deputy city manager had a kind of a question just to see where this was, because
mm-hmm.
we had been pushing to make sure the dollars were expended, so.
Yes, I'll have her send an update via email, and then I can share it with the board.
So,
but
so was this where we were going to pause just from a marketing standpoint?
Yes.
And determine, before we just all of a sudden make these signage, how does the continuity and the branding and all that kind of, so I think we're missing a marketing meeting here to kind of
springboard the... take that information to the deputy city manager. I think ultimately we don't want to be making that decision for you. So the goal was to provide that update, have discussion with the board, and also mention that that's the direction we're going, that we want to put this in the pause. We just want to confirm that that is, you know,
still
the
intent
for
you,
the board,
the cost associated,
before we make any move in the city to put a pause on it. So I was hoping to get that today, so hopefully
January, I think that's the general consensus that we're going to pass. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to know what she's at in the process and what kind of feedback she got and if that will be helpful to the rest of the process. All right. Okay. So we'll move on to the next part here, reports. Kelsey, this is the time where Kelsey gives out her reports. Again, don't have that information in front of me. I know that we did talk a little bit, Greg mentioned in the beginning just a little bit about lights on Crescent and the amount there, and got some of those preliminary numbers. Hopefully we can get those set in stone here for next month to take a look at there. But does anybody have any other reports from anything that's been taking place from last month to this month?
I think, Mr. Chair, if I could add for like reports, I think with these major sponsorships, like Hannah came and did a presentation about, and obviously that sort of, it was funding but separate. And so I think for Lights on Crescent, we should have a similar report, and then that will help us feed into our informational meeting in the future as well. Anecdotally got some feedback as I was at a couple of different places about... a couple of business owners felt like some things at the end were rushed. I don't know what those were, and I just said, please send me any feedback. And so I'd love to hear, kind of what went well. It looked like there was a lot of people out for it being I think that was another snow day for GRPS.
Yep.
There were people in restaurants. I always feel bad for Lucy's because there's tons of people at Saugatuck. There was a ton of people at Rachel's place. And you drive, and then Lucy's, there was like one person in there. So I don't know what that was. But anyways, but it seemed like a busy night. The shuttle seemed full.
Aren't they closed for dinner?
The lights were on, and there were people in there.
Oh,
so I was like,
last year they were doing like cookies and stuff.
So oh, okay.
Maybe
so maybe
that's
what it was.
Oh,
okay. I mean, I didn't go there, so let me just say that. the lights were all on. There are a couple people in there. But I do think... it would be good to get a narrative report, but then also I think feedback directly from some of the businesses too, about, again, like Rosebud Thorn, what was great, what could be improved upon, what's something that maybe they'd like to scrap for the next year. So,
great.
Thanks.
Yeah, just a comment, I think certainly there are opportunities. I think we didn't get out of the gate quicker, but whether it's communicating, lots of things fell through the cracks. I mean, thank God there were some great folks in the community that really stepped up and tried to garner sponsorship and did a lot of things and put a lot of work in at the final hour
I think for the most part it was pretty seamless to the community, which is the most important. But I know there was lots of businesses that were frustrated with some of the communication and things falling through the cracks. So I think we can definitely be better. My anecdotal comment about, and I was obviously in the trenches, sweet smile and hugging customers all night, but it was probably the most attended since we've been doing this. I think one of the great things about the timing, the weather wasn't great, but you know, we had some TV spots that day and different things, and the 8 West spot that we did, I don't know if anybody saw it, I thought it really came up well. I may be biased.
Nice job.
But there were so many people that were home from school, home from work. I think it was one of the most, I talked to the 8 West folks, it was one of the most well viewed show, and people were looking for things to do at home with their families. So I saw a lot of unfamiliar faces. And in the Garden Center for Santa, it didn't stop from the time they got there till the end. I mean, it was lined up the entire time. There was a great sense of cheer. People were excited. Santa was great. And I'm talking to other businesses, and I bounced around at the end, at the final hour too a little bit. A lot of positive comments about traffic. So I think it was a big win for Creston in general with the exposure and us taking up a couple matches. So I think I think it was very positive overall, and I think we can only go up from here if we can start early. I think we established a date for next year already, so that's a that's a plus. I think we agree we're probably going to get some third party support to organize and coordinate some things and tap into some different skill sets to help us be even better.
Nice. Cool.
I like that.
Okay, we'll move on to any other business we need to discuss today.
Nothing else. I mentioned that we have 2 new board members. I'm working on getting the final oath, which I hope to get by end of the year. So next year we'll have some new faces here at the table. And
thanks to Commissioner Sassy for always working to make sure.
Yes,
I just was like, Mayor, what do you know? They're all mayoral appointments, and Mayor Bliss worked on those ones before. So thank you. But thank you, Vera, for confirming them all, because you have to look at them too.
Yes.
Make sure they're eligible.
That I will reach out to Member Skogan again to just check in and see where he is. I reached out a few weeks ago and haven't heard from him yet. So just wanted you to know, we'll check in and report that for the next meeting.
Sounds great.
Right. I would say even like saying he's welcome to
resign, jump on again at some point
when it works, but ultimately it is kind of like jams up our quorum a little bit when, if he's totally unable to be here.
Yep, I will make that clear in my communication team.
Are you not able to disclose who the new members are at this point?
We have John Miller
from where? From
President of Saga.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's bringing the beer.
Okay.
And to the Whitecaps, or?
And we have Daryl.
Herwell.
Yeah. He's he has a lot of interest in this area. He's a real estate. He's into real estate, so he's excited to be part of the board, and we're looking forward to all the new energy. Yes.
Okay. Thanks for hanging in there with us. It is public comment time.
Am I the only public comment person here?
Yes. As long as Betty doesn't speak up.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Julie Gorney. I have lived in this area for over 20 years. I have my own business for 16 years now. We do construction cleaning. And I actually live over on like Leonard and Fuller area. You can see my tallies from my backyard. So I've been in this area for a very long time. I run my business out of a small shop. There's a little strip mall on Diamond and Sweet, and that's where I have my shop. And we've outgrown that years ago. My husband and we just recently got married, but. My husband and I are looking at purchasing the building down the road here with the T-Mobile in front. and what your meeting was about was exactly what I was here to find out about, were funds available. So I'm so glad I was here. I for all of the things you said, we would love to have more money available to help do that. So we don't have the building yet. So what I'd like to do is, there's already some tenants in the building, and I'm going to take my business and put it in the back of the building. It's really a weird shaped building. I'm sure you guys know which building we're talking about. So my husband this morning was, I believe, at the City of Grand Rapids, maybe the development portion.
The development center.
So. We're trying to get information. How we're zoned? Am I allowed to put my business in there? Apparently we have to fill out a special use permit and just get it approved. And we're working with the we also met today with the owner, one of the owners of the building. And his partner Max is apparently on the Michigan corridor.
Max.
I don't know Max's last name yet.
Yeah, he's on the next.
So he suggested that we come here. So my husband did the early meeting. I'm doing this meeting.
Yeah.
So like I said, we don't have the building yet, but we're pretty sure that we're getting it.
Okay.
I would like to move my business in there, but it's not like we need storefront. But I love how this whole area has been coming up and getting cleaner and nicer and safer and prettier. And we will often, so that we don't get ourselves in any trouble, we'll walk to the brewery and then to other little kind of bar hop. And then we walk home and everything's good. So, anyway, we are looking at buying this building, and we heard that there are funds available, and so I came here to find out information about that, and are there any other funds available besides just what you guys have? We have ideas of what we would like to do long term with the building, but that all depends on so many things, like what can we do? We have lots of great ideas. And we're also going to work on getting brownfield money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're the one to talk to?
Oh, no, I was waving.
Oh, you're saying goodbye. Sorry. Yep, no, bye.
Thank you for coming,
Liz.
Yeah.
So, Max said that Vera would be a good person to talk to about such things. And so, I wanted to see, is there any other monies available? And what kinds of things... Okay, also, when you say, is this for just the exterior of the building?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. But I'm glad that you're looking into other funding opportunities. I can follow up with you directly.
Yes, that'd be great.
To just sort of go with you along the process, and more importantly, wait till you finally have the building.
Right.
We are from the Economic Development Office, so we do have some tools available, and we can see what you can tap into.
Yeah, so we're just trying to get as much information as we can before we do this. We were hoping to do a land contract with the owner, but they would prefer that we get financing, so I don't really see that that's an issue. We're just trying to get the cheapest financing we can, and then not spend all of our capital right away, because we certainly want, the building definitely needs some cleaning up, especially outside. There's a parking lot on one side of it that needs some attention.
Yeah.
There was cars there, and while we were looking at the building, there was some activity that was questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we're interested in doing and finding out what kinds of things are you guys looking for people to do.
Okay.
So that we're doing what we should be. Because we would like it to be cleaned up as well, and then, so, I really need my own place for my company, my building. I want to pay me rent instead of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also, we have other small properties that we have, and we're looking for more. And I need a home for my company. I have to put all my stuff inside. We don't have to brush Noah vans anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're really working hard towards doing that, and we're hoping that it's the holidays. There's a lot going on. We're hoping around February-ish that we might actually close. So I know we don't have it, but everything is looking really good.
Yeah, Vera would be the best person to talk to, because in the economic development, well, both Vera and Chad work in our economic development department, and our brownfield authority and other grants that may be available, as well as connecting to just other things at the state level, just potentially environmental things. So I am not the expert, even though I serve on the brownfield board, but I think setting up a meeting with Vera and I know you're always accessible because you guys are meeting with a bunch of business owners that are in your, and I'm sorry, I totally forgot your first name.
Julie.
Okay, Gibbs. No,
Gorney.
Hang it.
Gorney.
What is wrong with me today? But I think then they could explain like in full detail, especially because that special, probably the development piece would be the first thing to make sure. You have to do a special land use, and then you'll have to go in front of the planning commission.
Right.
But then you won't spend too much of your time until you know for sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
So
be efficient about our time.
Yeah.
And see how much free money we could get,
but
also to help improve the neighborhood.
Yeah, thank you
for
considering coming on over this way.
Yeah, well, we've been looking forever, and where I'm at right now, it's not the best place, but we've been looking everywhere, and we just haven't found anything, and I'm like, man, I need to be right here. It's just works best for where we work.
Cool.
Thank you, Julie. I will connect with you after this.
Yes.
All right. Seeing no more public comments, I am going to adjourn today's meeting at 5:23.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure to start later.
I guess I'm sure to start.